Good morning. Thursday is a good day to be alive, Jesus. This is George Watkins. It's good to have you stop again and spend some time talking about the good things of the Lord. Amen. We are celebrating Christmas this month. Christmas has a lot of different memories, connotations, input, thought patterns for different people. For myself and the background I came out of, it's got a certain aura to it, a little mysterious, the Santa Claus thing, stories of Christmas, all the movies that were made over the years. It all feeds into that natural part of our thinking, our favorite movies that we watch at Christmas and so forth. But on the real side, the side where spiritual life is important and spiritual truth needs to continue to be remembered, it is the celebration of our King, King Jesus, that was sent to earth to become the sacrifice and to bring us into our eternal kingdom. Let's go back to Isaiah 9 and 6. We'll read it again, one of the more familiar verses that we read every year. And while you're looking for that, unless you're driving, I trust you're not looking at your phone. Let me remind you, if you're new to our broadcast, spend a little time with us, find out what we're all about, listen to three programs and see what God could speak to you. If it's something that's blessing you, subscribe, give me a like, and if you're on Facebook, a friend, and that way we can come again and see you time after time and try to be a blessing to you along the way. Thank you for that. Amen. I'm in the Amplified Bible, which I love and use quite a bit when I'm teaching and reading. For to us a child is born. This is Isaiah's prophecy of the coming of Jesus Christ, of Jesus of Nazareth, who we know to be Jesus the Christ. That was a revelation that Peter spoke out later on. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called. Now, this phrase, the government shall be upon his shoulder, the kingdom of God and the spiritual world that we refer to so often is certainly not just, catch as catch can, hope it works. It's a governmental system. And in that governmental system, there is authorities, ranks, there's judgment, there's courts, there's edicts that are put out, so forth. So when you begin to understand the kingdom of God, the spiritual kingdom of God, is reflected in several different snapshots in the history of the biblical writings. The first that we see of the Holy of Holies and the tabernacle, it's an earth reproduction. Many earth reproduction of what the heavenlies are like. And so when you go through the details of the building of the tent, the wilderness tent in the wilderness, tabernacle wilderness rather, every measurement means something. It's just an exciting and a wonderful teaching. If you haven't had a good, if you haven't read a good book or had a teaching on the tabernacle in the wilderness, I recommend it highly. It will It will reveal to you the systematic order and rule and the way God functions in the spiritual and in the heavenlies. But this phrase here, the government shall be upon his shoulders. Well, if we try to relate to that in natural government, we get a little confused because we see a lot of governments that are not being led by Jesus for sure. But the authority that we have to believe and pray is astounding, knowing that we have the right and the command to put the government of Jesus in the natural world like it is in the spiritual world. After all, the government we have now is formed and shaped according to spiritual principles, scriptural principles. When they formed our government in the early days, in the founding days, our founding fathers put a scripture with each of our laws and each of our commands and commandments, because Jesus Christ was put into charge over the government of heaven and reflecting on the governments of earth. Okay. And his name should be called Wonderful Counselor. Oh, I wish sometimes I could pull up a name for a wonderful counselor. I have people come often over the years. I need counseling for a certain thing, like finances or marriage or business. And you need to have your finger on a speed dial of a wonderful counselor. Well, Jesus fits that mold, fits that calling, doesn't he? He's a wonderful counselor. How do you relate to that word or that name? I relate to it in the sense of meditation and going into the spiritual realm of faith, where you step into prayer and through worship or through meditation or just bringing up in your imagination the sights and the sounds of the scriptures that you're reading. And as you're there, you go into a place where you actually have counseling from the wonderful counselor. And you come out of a place like that. You can call it a prayer time or a meditation time. But whenever you go into faith, whenever you go into believing faith, you will come out of that place having been counseled by Jesus. And there will be ideas. You will get insight. There will be something happen that you haven't thought of before. There will be a flash, and suddenly you'll see something, or you'll see a key, secret, a doorknob, something to get you out of your place into a place of liberty and freedom. He's a wonderful counselor. Amen. My mother said often, if I had a complex thing and we're trying to figure out when I was home, she'd say, well, sleep on it, son, and you'll feel better in the morning. Well, sometimes I fussed about it. Oh, Mom, let's try to figure it out now. But after I grew up a bit, I realized the wisdom that my mother had, because in your dreams you can come out with being counseled. A wonderful counselor can show up often in your dreams. It's an amazing thing when you come out of a dream to have an answer. Now, did I dream the answer? Was there someone that I saw in my dream and I could, you know, tell who they were and they spoke to me in my dream? Sometimes that can happen. And when it does, it's pretty exciting. But point is, in the spirit of the night, in your spiritual man, Jesus brings counsel and comfort. Look at the names that he's given here. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, we love that one, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. That means that if I'm struggling in the area of peace, and having my spirit is not rested. That's really what a lack of peace is. When your spirit is stirred up or agitated, your mind is dominating your emotions. The Prince of Peace is already declared peace to you. Now, the Christmas line, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. That was the angelic choir and voices of the angels speaking to the shepherds, wasn't it? Declaring and announcing the birth of Jesus Christ. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Well, Isaiah said he wasn't just going to bring peace. He was and is the Prince of Peace. Let's just talk about that just for a moment, because if you don't carry the spirit of peace, and peace is really confidence, and it's the assurance that God's not going to fail you, and that you're going to come through into a breakthrough, a change where the pressure is going to be gone. Finances are going to come through, the healing of the body, all those things, relationships come back together. All those things cause us to have an agitated spirit, and we lack peace. We've lost our peace. Jesus spoke those things several times in different occasions, didn't he? Peace be still, he said to the storm. And the natural storm, the spirit of the storm, the power behind the storm, heard that voice of the Prince of Peace. And he said, he spoke comfort to it. I would like you today in this Christmas season to hear that same voice of peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I would like you to just catch a hold of in your situation, of Jesus standing in front of your storm and saying, peace be still. Just listen to it now again as I'm saying it in my voice, and it's me saying it, but just allow Christ to say this to your situation in this Christmas season. Peace be still. Speaking to the storm, speaking to the worry, speaking to the anxiety that often Christmas can bring. It's a contradiction of things. It's the joyous time of the year, and it's the greatest time of the year, and all the movies on TV and the home networks and the life networks, whatever they are, where they have these romantic feel good movies. It's always a joyous time, but often in our lives, in your life, you can have not a joyous time. Let's change that. Let's correct that by allowing Jesus to speak peace to us. Isn't that amazing? We forget when we've been in the church a while and born again for a while that there's people all around us that don't have that peace, don't have that assurance, don't know how to say, Jesus, help me, don't know how to rebuke the enemy, don't know how to drive off the nightmares by praise and worship. Those are things that those are precious tools, treasures, and gifts that God has given us. That's what the gospel's all about, is telling people about this wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, over his kingdom, to establish it, to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from that latter time forth, even forevermore. Wow. I was preparing for the broadcast today, and I just meditated upon that thought for a moment. Forevermore. Have you ever asked yourself, ever thought, how long is that? How long is eternity? Try to catch the emotions of living forever. Now, we do that in a natural sense. Well, what would it be like to live forever on earth? That's probably not a happy thought. But to live forever in the spirit, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So bless you today. Merry Christmas to you again in our Christmas month as we're heading into our celebrating our King, our eternal King, Jesus Christ. He came as a baby in the manger, yes, but he came as a king. He came as the peacemaker. He came as one who was in authority already, even though he was still in the manger. Amen. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed, do so. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your comments, your encouragement. And if God's nudging you to send us a financial gift, right down there in the show notes, you'll find PayPal or an address that you can mail it. Amen. Well, until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May your Christian witness be bright and shiny through this season. See you tomorrow.